Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. This is a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending May 4th, 2018. It's that time of the month again, jobs numbers. Job growth has been pretty brisk lately, though in April things slowed down just a little. Total U.S. payroll employment increased by 164,000 in April, compared with an average monthly gain of 191,000 over the last 12 months, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The change in total employment in February was revised down from a gain of 326,000 to one of 324,000, still very strong, while the change in March was revised up from a gain of 103,000 to one of 135,000. With those revisions, the employment gains in February and March combined were 30,000 more than previously reported. Some of April's gains were in sectors of the economy that helped drive office and industrial space absorption. For instance, employment in professional and business services increased by 54,000. Over the last 12 months, those industries have added 518,000 jobs. Employment in manufacturing increased by 24,000 in April, with most of the gain in the durable goods component. Manufacturing employment has risen by 245,000 during the last 12 months, with about 3/4 of that growth in durable goods. Healthcare added 24,000 jobs in April and 305,000 jobs over the last year. In April, employment rose in ambulatory healthcare services and hospitals. Employment changed little over the month in other major industries, such as construction, wholesale trade, retail trade, transportation and warehousing, information, financial activities, leisure and hospitality, and government. Worker pay rose during April, but the gains are still fairly modest. During the month, average hourly earnings for all employees on private payrolls rose by 4 cents to $26.84 an hour. Over the last 12 months, the average hourly earnings have increased by 67 cents, or 2.6%, which is ahead of the rate of inflation, which has been hovering around 2%, but not much ahead. In April, the headline unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%, which is the first time it's been below 4% in a good many years, and it following 6 months at 4.1%. The Bureau's alternate measurement for unemployment, known as the U6, which includes people only marginally attached to the workforce, came in at 7.8% in April, which is also fairly low, down from 8% in March and 8.6% a year ago. That's all for this week. This has been the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read the Economy Watch column every day at those informative websites.